are talking about grace, and I have entitled the message Grace, Grace, and Grace. So grace, grace, grace. So grace all the way. All right. So we will start with the book of Ephesians chapter 2 verses 8 to 10. So we read here, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is what? The gift of God. Not of works." You have to remember that. Not of works. Our works, no? "Lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." All right? So this is the first grace. I mentioned to you the title is Grace, Grace, Grace. The first grace is by grace we are saved. So that is the reason why we are saved today. It is unmerited favor. I mean to say we did not deserve this. We do not deserve His favor, and yet He has given us this. Amen? And it is all because of His love, His goodness, His mercy that we are saved. It has nothing to do with what we have done, how good you are, kung gaano ka man kabuti, kung gaano ka man ka ka nice, sabi nila, hindi ka naughty. It has nothing to do with that. It is all because of the goodness of God. God is just good. God is someone who loves us so much that He has saved us. Amen? And how do we receive this? Paano po natin matatanggap ang mayamang biyaya ng Diyos? Well, the Bible tells us grace through faith. So, sa pamamagitan lamang po ng ating pananampalataya, this is our response to the grace of God, to His goodness, to His great love for us. Our response is by believing, by having faith in Him. Ito po ang paraan para matanggap natin ang biyaya ng Diyos, meaning to say, not of works. Not of anything that we have done, but by faith alone do we receive grace. Hindi po pwede sabihin mo, eh kung gumawa kaya ako ng maganda, eh kung magbigay kaya ako ng malaking halaga, o kaya eh magpaaral ako ng maraming mga bata. Ayan, libre, walang bayad, ako lahat yon. Hindi po. Maski ano pong gawin natin, hindi po yan ang paraan para matanggap natin ang biyaya ng Diyos. The only way is to believe in Jesus Christ, our Lord, and that will save us. Amen? So that is something that we have to understand. Believe. Believe the Word of God that speaks about Jesus. Believe the Gospel of Truth that speaks about Jesus and His finished work. Doon po tayo maliligtas. Amen po ba? So clearly, this is a gift of God. Ano po yung gift? Regalo. Regalo is something that you don't work for. Kaya mga magulang, pag sinabi nyo sa anak nyo, bibigyan kita ng regalo, siguraduhin nyo hindi nila paghihirapan yon. Kundi, naiiba po yung meaning. Minsan po, we carelessly use gift and reward interchangeably, but they are not the same. They are not one and the same. Ang gift po ay libre, binibigay po natin yan dahil gusto lang natin magbigay. Pero ang reward po, this is something that you give because they have done something good, right? May ginawa sila to deserve it, kaya bibigyan mo ng reward. So, iba po ang reward. Meron pong reward, meron din pong gift. So, magkaiba po yan, no? So, it's not something that you deserve. This is something we receive undeservedly. That's why it's called grace, biyaya po ng Panginoon. Amen? And then some people would say, well, you might have done something good in your life. Kaya ka binibigyan ng ganito ni Lord. Hindi po totoo yun, no? It's all because of grace, unmerited favor. You did not merit it. You just have the favor of God. Alright? And then, grace is not also something that you're compensated for, di ba? Halimbawa, gumawa ka ng kabutihan, ayan. So, bayad yan sa'yo, bayad. So, all your life, let's say, nag-share ng bahay mo, ng mga kagamitan mo, sa mga kamag-anak mo, well, iba tao sabi nila, well, mabuti akong tao, and ito yung kabayaran ko sa Diyos. O kaya ay babayaran ko ng Diyos sa kaligtasan ko, para maligtas ako, ay babayaran ko siya ng kagandahang loob. Well, again, that is not what grace is about. You are not compensated, you are not paid for that, nor do you pay God para po sa biyaya niya. It is all a free gift from God. Now, bakit po ito libre? Hindi po libre dahil mumurahin. Napakamamahalin po ng ating salvation. Our salvation was paid by Jesus Christ Himself. Jesus paid not with something He did only, yung mga bagay na mabubuti, hindi po. He paid with His own life. He paid with His own blood shed at the cross. Kaya yung pong importance ng cross sa atin, no? Every time we look at the cross, we see the grace of God. Because at the cross, Jesus shed His blood. He died and paid for our sins. Yung po ang kahalagahan ng cross, no? So, every time you see the cross, you are reminded of His grace. Sabi nga nung isang kanta, I see grace at the cross. Amen? So, again, we did not deserve it. Hindi ho tayo karapat-dapat because we were enemies, we were sinners, we were haters of God. Or maybe you say, ay, hindi ako doon, hindi pa ako pinapanganak. Well, humankind, right? The whole of humanity. That is what we are before grace found us. Amen? But through grace and by faith, we are saved. Amen? Faith in what? Faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Of what He has done for us. Na Siya ay namatay para sa'yo. Namatay Siya para sa'yo. Naging kasalanan Siya para sa'yo. Para ikaw ay maging katuwiran ng Diyos. Yun po ang biyaya ng Diyos. Amen po ba? Let's read another scripture in Titus chapter 3. And we're going to read verses 4 to 5. Sabi po dito, but when the kindness and the love of God, our Savior, toward man appeared, not by works, ayan na naman, so napaka ano po no, no? Napaka specific po yun, not by works of righteousness, no? So napaka qualified pa. It is qualified as righteous, no? Which we have done, ang ginawa daw natin, but according to His mercy, what? He saved us. According to His mercy, He saved us. Through the washing of regeneration, ano po yun? The washing of the blood of Jesus washed us, right? And we became new. And the renewing of the Holy Spirit, all right? So we have the Holy Spirit living inside of us the moment we believe in Jesus. So pamamagitan po niyan, tayo po ay naligtas. Amen po ba? So again, ang mga nabanggit po dito, kindness, the love of God, our Savior, ano pa? His mercy. Yan po ang mga nagligtas sa atin, all right? And you call that the grace of God. And once again, it is not by works, hindi sa ating nagawa, praise God, di ba? Kundi sa pamamagitan po ng pananampalataya natin kay Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? So malinaw na malinaw po ito. We receive this grace by faith and by faith alone. And when you believe in the good news, the gospel of Jesus Christ, our Lord, the one who came to die for us, the Son of God who came to die for us, then praise God, you are already saved. Ganun lang po kasimple. Alam niyo po, pinadali po talaga ng Panginoon para lahat po ay matanggap ang salvation na Kanyang binibigay para po sa ating lahat. He has done everything for us so that we can be saved. Amen? And again, if you believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, paano po? You declare with your mouth, Jesus is Lord. And believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead after 3 days, then what does the Bible say? You are saved. Amen? So even at this point, I would like to invite you, let us pray. Kayo mga hindi nyo pa nagagawa na tanggapin ang biyaya ng Diyos. Ang regalo, regalo lang po ito ng Diyos sa atin. Hindi po kasi tinuturo yan sa ibang sekta o sa ibang mga teachings, no? Na ang biyaya ng Diyos ay dapat tinatanggap. Regalo po, di ba? Ang regalo dapat tinatanggap. Kasi meron pong hindi tumatanggap ng regalo, di ba? So, tayo po'y magpakumbaba at tanggapin natin ang regalo ng Panginoon. Ang pagpapakumbaba po ay acknowledging that God is right and whatever He gives us is for our benefit. Amen? So tanggapin po natin ang biyaya ng Diyos, who is Jesus Christ. Amen? So all you have to do is to pray. To pray, a simple prayer. You don't have to do anything but to pray. So pray to receive Jesus into your heart. So sundan niyo po ako sa isang napakaiksing panalangin. Sabihin po natin, Father God, tinatanggap ko si Kristo sa aking buhay, ang iyong anak. I declare Him as Lord. He is my Lord. At naniniwala ako na siya ay binuhay mo pagkatapos ng tatlong araw, and He paid for my sin. I believe, I receive, that I am already saved. This I declare in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And everybody says, Amen and Amen. Palakpakan po natin ang Panginoon. Praise God! So welcome, welcome! So that's as simple as it gets, no? So yung libreng regalo, hindi ho pinahirap para matanggap. With just a word spoken out of your mouth and with a heart that believes, yun lang po ang kailangan natin. Amen po? And you are a believer of Jesus. You are already a child of God. At lahat po ng benepisyo ng krus ng Kalbaryo ay para sa iyo na. Amen. Praise God. So, if you want to get to know the Lord Jesus more and the Father God, well, you are invited to our church. Alright? Online, pwede po tayo magkita-kita every Wednesday and Sunday, and you will learn much more of what you have received through our Lord Jesus Christ. Kasama po yan, kabahagi po yan ng salvation na natanggap natin. Okay? So this gift, again, is not of works. Wala ka pang ginagawa para sa Panginoon. Ikaw ay nakatanggap na ng regalo, ng biyaya nang galing sa Diyos. Amen? So no amount of works can save any man, only what Jesus Christ, our Lord, has done at the cross. And again, just receive it. Now, sabi nga sa verse na ito, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. So no boasting on our part. No boasting on our part to get saved. Kasi po, pag inisip-isip natin, imagine nyo kung base yan sa ginawa ng tao. Hindi yung magiging patas ang laban. Kasi yung iba, mayaman sila, kaya lang magpakain ng maraming tao, mga mahihirap, kaya lang bigyan ng pagkain, bahay, lupa, kaya nila gawin yun. E paano naman tayong hindi natin kayang bigyan ng bahay at lupa ang ibang tao? Paano tayong hindi kaya magpatayo ng isang malaking simbahan? O magpaaral ng maraming orphanage, mga orphans, no? So, it wouldn't be fair. And, can you just imagine, kung tayo nasa langit na, and then, judgment day. And then, papakita natin, lalabas na natin yung mga dokumento ng ating mga nagawa. Okay? So, maingay yun para tayong palengke, no? Parang Congress. So, hindi ho talaga, it's not a wise thing to think na galing, dahil sa ating ginawa, tayo ay maliligtas, no? Marami po ako narinig noon na, you know, binabawian ko lang si Lord, yung mga ganong salita. O kaya ay, ito yung bahagi ko para makabawi ako sa Panginoon. Mga ganong salita, no? And in the back of their minds, maybe because they have done something wrong and babawi ngayon sila kay Lord, well, that doesn't make it. Right? That doesn't save you, no? So again, not by works. And bakit po not by works? Lest anyone should boast. Ang boasting ay hindi po sa atin. Only God gets to boast. Ano pa ang boasting niya? That all of us, alright, were saved by the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We are God's creation, no? So praise God, it is only the standard of God that makes us saved. And He has offered us the grace, regalo niya, that is received by faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Okay? So it's also by grace, that's the first one. By grace you are saved. Amen? That's number one. Number two, it is also by grace that we are taught to live godly. Ayan. So, pati pala yung pamumuhay natin. So, naligtas na tayo. By grace yon. Pati yung pamumuhay natin sa araw-araw, grace din po ang may sagot. Amen? Tapos, ngayon naman, to live godly, sagot pa rin tayo ng grace. Kaya nga, grace, grace, grace. Amen? So, grace teaches us how to live godly. So don't worry, hindi mo sagot yung kapitbahay mo, yung kapitbahay mong Christian at naiinis ka, bakit ganun ang buhay niya? Hindi mo sagot yan. All you have to do is share the word. Share the word of grace, share the gospel, the good news, yun lang po sagot natin. Pero it is grace who will teach that person, your neighbor, your loved one, to live godly, soberly. Okay? Basahin po natin yung scripture na yan. Titus chapter 2, verse 11 to 12. It says here, for the grace, ayan na naman, grace na naman. For the grace of God that brings salvation, so ang grace ang nagdala ng salvation, has appeared to all men, teaching us, so ano po nagtiteach atin? Grace din. Teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age. Amen? So, problem solved. Hindi mo problema ang kapitbahay mo. Hindi mo problema ang mga kamag-anak mo na mga Kristiyano. Tapos, ganun pa rin ang buhay. You know what? Just share the word of God. Just share the word of grace. Just share the gospel of truth. At yun mismo ang nangungusap sa kanilang mga puso. Kasi alam niyo po ba, hindi natin kaya palitan ng tao. Hindi natin sila kaya i-change. Asawa mo nga, hindi mo ma-change, di ba? Alam din natin, yung mga anak natin, we do not change their personalities or their ways. Only the grace of God can do that. So alam na po natin sikreto for change. Ang ginagawa po ng grace ay tinuturuan po ang bawat isang mananampalataya to deny. Ibig sabihin, i-reject niya ang ungodliness and worldly lust. Kung ano yung nais ng mundo, no? Hindi niya sinusunod. Bakit? Natuturuan siya by the word. So as they continue to hear the word, you have to trust the power of the word. The word is living, it's active, it's powerful, and it speaks to us, not only to our minds, but even to our hearts. Amen po ba? At kaya po nagkakaroon ng pagbabago sa buhay ng tao. Amen? At bukod pa sa doon sa mga dapat niya i-deny, tinuturuan din tayo ng grace how to live. Paano daw mabuhay? Live soberly. Sabihin, seryoso. Hindi yung pabanjing-banjing lang. Hindi yung pabaya. Kundi soberly, righteously, ibig sabihin, tuwid na paglalakad, ano pa, and godly. Alright? When? In the time to come? No, in the present age. So grace is for now. Amen? Grace was for our past. We got saved because of grace. And grace is for now. Grace is for our daily living. Amen po ba? So we see that grace is highly involved in our daily lives. Sa araw-araw, sa pakikinig at pakikinig na salita ng Diyos, nakikita natin ang biyaya ng Diyos, and we learn to deny ungodliness, we deny worldly lust, at natututo tayo mamuhay godly, righteously, and soberly. Amen? Grace pa rin ang sagot. Amen? So grace that saved us is the grace that teaches us to deny ungodliness and to be godly. Ayan. And many more. Okay? So, grace all the way po. It's really grace all the way. And we know that grace is Jesus. The person of Jesus. Amen? So, kaya huwag na natin yung problemahin. Maski po sarili nyo, huwag nyo nang problemahin. Alright? As you continue to hear the word, you know, nasa inyo na ang Holy Spirit eh. Nangungusap sa inyo. Tapos may grace pa kayo. May grace pa ang Panginoon sa inyo to empower you to live this kind of life. I tell you, hindi ho nag-aalala ang Diyos sa inyo. Alam niya, the grace, His grace is working in your life. Kaya huwag niyo na rin po iproblemahin ang sarili niyo. Nangungusap, alam niyo yan, sa akin nangungusap ang Holy Spirit, alam naman sa akin lang, di ba? Sa inyo rin, pare-parehas tayong anak ng Diyos, and those who are children of God are led by the Spirit of God. Amen? So I do believe that the Lord is speaking to you, dealing with you. Amen? So just keep sharing the gospel. Yun lang naman po bahagi natin. Just keep sharing the gospel, the word of truth, the gospel of grace, and change is happening. Kaya naman po tayo sa church, we are so passionate to preach the gospel of grace, to preach the gospel of truth, to preach about the finished work of Jesus Christ. At yun mismo ang nagpapabago sa atin. Amen? Praise God. So grace, grace, and grace pa more. Anong grace pa more? Sabi po dun sa ating binasa sa Ephesians 2, for we are His workmanship. Sabihin natin lahat, workmanship. Ayan. Ibig sabihin po, achievement tayo ng Panginoon. Tayo yung finished work ng Panginoon. Tayo yung obra ng Panginoon. And sabi po, paano tayo na-create? Created in Christ Jesus. Alright? So, we are the creation of God in Christ Jesus. Sa pamamagitan po ni Kristo, yung po pinagkaiba natin sa iba. Yung iba po, hindi pa po created in Christ. We are the workmanship of God, created in Christ Jesus for, sabi po dito, good works. So again, this is a mouthful, kaya we'll break this down, no? So we are His workmanship, that's one point. Created in Christ Jesus, that's another. And for good works. Sabi po dito, itong good works na to, which God prepared beforehand. So hindi ka pa pinapanganak, meron ng good works na naka-layout para sa iyo. Ano na lang gagawin mo? That we should walk in them. That we should experience the good works that God has prepared. Biro mo, lalakaran mo na lang. Okay, bakit lalakaran mo, malalaman mo maya-maya. Pero, bakit po tayo tinawag na workmanship? Alright, this is the Greek word poimeia, parang ganun. Parang sounds familiar, no? Poem, di ba? A poem. Kasi yan po ay likha, no? Likha. And beautiful creation, no? So we are the achievement of God. And God gets to boast about us. Tayo po yung pinagmamalaki ng Panginoon kasi creation na tayo in Christ Jesus. Sabi nga, obra maestra, no? And every time He looks at you, remember this, He is so pleased with you. Alam mo bakit? Kasi ginawa ka niya. Alright, siguro sa inyo, meron kayo nagawang isang creation. Let's say, if you are a baker, nakagawa kayo ng isang magandang cake, And I'm sure, nag-take kayo ng picture na yan, di ba? Kasi alam niyo, yung anak ko gumagawa ng cake. And you know, every side ng cake, pinipicturean niya yan. Para sa kanya, obra niya yon. Meron pa yung backdraft, right? At marami pang shots. Siguro mga 10 shots bago siya makapili ng isang perfect shot. And tuwang-tuwa siya, papakita niya sa akin, Mami, tingnan mo, ang ganda. Ako naman, i-appreciate ko rin. Pero iba yon sa pananaw niya. Bakit? Kasi siya po ang gumawa nun. Alright? For example, mahilig kayong gumawa ng kurtina o ng damit. I'm sure after you have done that, talaga tuwa-tuwa kayo sa inyong ginawa. Because you've put a lot of time, a lot of effort, your talent, you know? And every time you look at it, tuwa-tuwa po kayo. Well, let me tell you, we are the obra of our Father God. Tayo po yung obra maestra niya. Alam mo bakit? He put so much work into us. He put the life of His Son, Jesus, for us. The blood of His Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Kaya tayo, we're a new species. Because the blood of Jesus Christ has been poured out for us. We were paid with the blood of Jesus Christ. Kaya we are the masterpiece. We are the workmanship of God in Christ Jesus. Hindi po tayo mumurahin. Tayo po yung mamahalin. Amen? Alam nyo, nadadama ko yan. Kasi meron po akong painting sa bahay that I put so many hours into that. And though hindi naman siya Mona Lisa, pero every time I look at it, tuwan-tuwa ako. Kasi I know how it was made. Hindi siya yung sandali ko lang ginanya, no? Talagang binigyan ko ng oras yon, binigyan ko ng pag-aaral kung paano ko ma-produce yung kind of effect that I wanted. And you know what? I would never sell that painting. Yung one specific painting na yon. Because it's an obra. It's an achievement I've done. So, I am so pleased with it. Every time I enter my room, pag nakita ko yon, napapatingin pa rin ako. Ayan. So, what am I saying? God is pleased with you because you are His workmanship. You are His masterpiece. Kaya huwag natin isipin, naku, baka si Lord ganito na tingin sa akin. Naku, baka nahiya naman ako kay Lord. Ganito ako sa Kanya. Well, you know what? No matter what you are, God is so pleased with you because you are His workmanship. Amen? And whatever you do, you know what? The Lord is also pleased with you. Of course, nothing evil, no? Pero yung mga nagagawa natin na mga simple, pag-share ng word, you know what? God is pleased with you. So, hindi po tayo kailangan ma-feel insecure or unworthy. If you are a child of God, you will always be a child of God. And the way He looks at you is like, you are a masterpiece. Amen po ba? Sabihin natin, I am a masterpiece. Ayan. So we are all masterpieces of God. And God is forever pleased with you. You are well accepted by the Father. In fact, sabi nga, you are highly favored of God. Amen? So, yun po ang patunay sa atin na tayo po ay kinaluluguran ng ating Panginoon. Okay? And again, the Father God has put into us a lot of things. Ano po? He has given us His only begotten Son's blood and life. Ano pa? He has given us the Holy Spirit. He has blessed us with all spiritual blessing. He has made us highly favored. And then, ano pa? He has good plans for us. Plans for the future. Amen? Plans of peace, prosperity. Ang dami niya pong plano para sa atin. So, don't ever look down on yourself again. You are a masterpiece of God. Amen po ba? Pag tumitingin kayo sa sun, sa moon, sa stars, o kaya sa bundok, majestic as they are, right? Pag nakita niyo yung, ano nga ba yan, yung Mount Fuji, o kaya yung sa atin, Mount Mayon, di ba? Wow, majestic! Pero as majestic as they are, alam niyo po bang wala silang panama sa'yo? Sige, tumingin ka sa salamin, wala yung panama sa'yo. You are God's masterpiece. Hindi po yung mga bundok ang masterpiece ng Diyos. Ikaw at ako, tayong mga anak niya, tayong ginawa in Christ Jesus, the new creation, we are the masterpiece of God. Amen? So you have to know that truth. You've got to have a revelation of that, that we are God's masterpiece. And every time He looks at us, He is rejoicing with His work that He has done in us. Amen? So again, no amount of work sa side po natin can save us, but, ito naman po, our works cannot save us, but good works have been prepared for us. Di ba? So, yung mga works natin, hindi yan nakakaligtas. Wala pong trabaho natin ang nakakaligtas. Natanda natin, sabi ko sa inyo, only grace, grace by faith, grace through faith, can save us, no? But, since works cannot save, okay, mag-alala, but good works have been prepared for us by God Himself. At ang gagawin lang po natin is to walk in them. We will just experience them. We will be just vessels of the Holy Spirit and His grace. And yung po ay lalakaran po natin with ease. No effort, effortless. Alam nyo, dumating na tayo sa punto na wala tayong confidence sa flesh natin. Have no confidence in the flesh. Yung sarili nating kagalingan, sarili nating talino. Na-realize ko, we just have to depend on the wisdom of God, the grace of God, and the Holy Spirit in us. And I tell you, mas madali po ang trabaho kaysa yung nakadepende ka lang sa sarili mo. Okay? So this is the third grace. Again, the first grace is grace. By grace, we have been saved. Secondly, it is the grace of God that teaches us to live godly, soberly, righteously, di ba? Daily living natin. And the third grace is grace does the work with us. Ulitin ko po. Grace does the work with us. Okay? So they are good, yung mga works na inilatag na ng Panginoon para sa atin. But guess what? Itong mga good works na to, kaya siya very good kasi prepared by God. Pag ikaw na nag-prepare niyan, baka ano na naman, hindi good, di ba? Alam naman lang tayo, may minsan gumagawa tayo ng mabuti, pero may kadahilanan kung bakit ating ginagawa yon. Either kasi gusto mo magpa-impress, o kaya kasi trabaho ko to, something like that. But they are good because God the Father prepared this for us. And they are good also, you know why? Because it is the Holy Spirit who leads us. Kaya nga lalakaran nyo na lang eh, who leads us to do these works. And then, para pong magawa natin, yung wisdom ng Holy Spirit ay bibigay sa atin. And then, His grace, ay ito na, His grace does the work. The grace of God does the work, not us. Kaya napakasimple. Alright? It will be effortless, especially if you do not depend on yourself, sa sariling lakas, sa sariling kaisipan. Okay? Instead, the wisdom of the Lord, the wisdom given to you by the Holy Spirit, and the grace who is with us. Okay? Kaya po, sabihin natin talaga, good works prepared for us. Okay? So, Dito po, makikita po natin, sa verse na babasahin natin, tayo lang po ang sisidlan. Tayo lang po ang vessels, carriers ng mabuti, ha? Carriers ng grace of God. Look at this in 1 Corinthians 15:10. 1 Corinthians 15:10, it says here, but by, ano po? The grace of God. Ayan, yan na po yung pangatlong grace. But by the grace of God, I am what I am. Whether you are a student, a pastor, a teacher, kung ano man kayo ngayon, a minister, I am what I am, alright? And His grace toward me was not in vain. Hindi po nasayang. Bakit? But I labored more abundantly than they all, yet, tingnan nyo to, not I, sabi ni Paul. Hindi ako. Sino daw? But the grace of God which was with me. Okay? So, sino daw ang gumawa ng maraming labor? Okay? Siyempre, dapat nandun si Paul. Kasi siya yung sisidlan. Siya po yung vessel. Siya po yung carrier. Ng alin? Ng grace. Pero ang grace po ang gumawa. Praise God. You know why? Because Paul has learned to depend on the grace of God. Natutunan niya. Especially when the Lord Jesus told him that, "My grace is sufficient for you." No? So, may mga times na may pinagdadaanan din po si Paul, no? You're not exempted if you're a believer. Lahat po tayo may pinagdadaanan. But, it is the grace of God. It is the grace of God that will do the work. It is the grace of God that will help you. It is the grace of God that will lift you up. Lahat po yan, biyaya po ng Diyos. Okay? So, sabi dito, but the grace of God which was with me. So, kasama mo yung grace. Alright? Hindi naman po naglalakad yung grace mag-isa. Kailangan kasama po kayo. But it is all the grace that did the labor. At hindi po nasayang ang grace sa buhay po ni Paul. Dahil po, he allowed the grace of God to be seen in him and through him. So you and I, ayan, tayo po ay biniyayaan ng Panginoon. Abundant grace na po ang nasa atin. Even as we are hearing the Word of God, abundant grace is in us today. And let me tell you, every time you share the Word, every time you text a person para kamustahin or, you know, just to give them hope, guess what? All you need to do is to depend on the grace of God. Minsan, di natin alam sabihin natin. Alam nyo, minsan, ako, hindi lang minsan, kundi every time, magpapakounsel sa akin, may magte-text sa akin, Pastora, anong gagawin ko? You know, I always stop and say, thank you, Lord. Meron akong grace, may wisdom ako from the Holy Spirit. Teach me what to say. And you know what? As in, pag binasa ko yung problem sa umpisa, hindi ko alam paano ko bibigyan ng solusyon. And then all of a sudden, as I open my mouth, grace comes. Amen? The wisdom of the Lord comes out. And all of a sudden, pag nakapagsalita na ako, alam ko hindi galing sa akin yun kasi nga blanco ko eh. Hindi ko alam paano ko i-explain sa kanya yung problema niya, kung paano ko bibigyan ng solusyon. So what is that? That's the Holy Spirit leading you. That's the grace of God empowering you. Amen? And giving you all those words to say. Napakadali po. Sabi ko, paano ko nasabi yun? Nagugulat pa talaga ako. So I know, ako po'y sisidlan, ako po'y mensahero, ako po'y carrier lang of the grace of God. Amen? But it is the grace of God that is doing the work. And I tell you, 100% po na nakakatulong po tayo. Kesa yung sa sarili po tayo nakadepende, sa sarili natin gawa, sarili lang natin lakas, pinilit lang po natin. Alam nyo po, makikita nyo, bakit ganun Lord, nakakapagod naman itong ginagawa ko. Bakit Lord, parang walang nangyari. Alam nyo kung bakit? Kasi dumepende lang tayo sa sarili natin. But you and I, believers, tayo po yung mga anak ng Diyos, we are led by the Spirit of God. Practice that. Practice being led by the Holy Spirit. And all you have to do is say, Holy Spirit, lead me. Salamat sa leading mo. Thank you, Lord, for the grace. And you will know exactly what to do pag nandun ka na. Just be there. Make sure you nandun ka. Again, hindi naglalakad yung grace mag-isa. Kasama po tayo niya, no? Tayo sisidlan niya. Kaya dapat po, nandun tayo. And we will just walk into the good works that God, our Father, has prepared for all of us. Amen? So, grace saved us. Amen? That's number one. Grace teaches us in our daily lives. Amen? Siya ang magtuturo sa atin kung paano lumakad, kung paano bumangon. Amen? And then, grace also does the work with us. Amen? He does the work for us. Okay, so it's grace, grace, grace. Amen po ba? Kaya yun po ang title ng message natin. I realize that it really is the grace of God. Ang mayaman niyang biyaya. So in all this, regalo po yan. Hindi natin tinatrabaho. Talagang dahil lang po sa kabutihang loob ng ating Panginoon, dahil sa kanyang mercy sa atin, sa kanyang kindness, that is why we have this gift of grace. Amen po?